Welcome to Girl Genius Radio Theater, where every week we bring you stories of adventure, romance, and mad science based on the popular comic book series Girl Genius. You can read new pages of Girl Genius for free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. Tonight's radio play is entitled Minor Heroes, written by Phil and Kaya Folio, performed live for the attendees of the science fiction convention NorwestCon by the stunning crew of Airship Entertainment. Kaya Folio, Phil Folio, Savannah Goodwin, and Cheyenne Wright. And now, Minor Heroes.
It is a world ruled by mad science. Holy. Europe is a patchwork of feuding kingdoms, each ruled by a mad scientist, or Spock, determined to show all the others that they and they alone possess the knowledge and wisdom needed to rule. This knowledge and wisdom is demonstrated by the constant unleashing of robots and monsters upon the hapless citizens. For while the rest of the known world admires Europe for this sophisticated system of government, there are those who think that there must be a better way. Leading this fight with a really, really big robot monster, because sometimes you have to work within the system, is Agatha Heterodyne!
Girl Genius!
In our last episode, Agatha and her companions, Grasp, the Emperor of All Cats,
meow,
and Zetha, Lost Princess of the Lost City of Scamander,
hey,
discovered that the castle of their host, Dr. Egil Bonefish, had been shrunk by Agatha's bete noir, Alpha Trigvossen, who had accidentally shrunk himself as well. They are now on their way to the shrinking device to try and reverse the effect.
Ah! Dead on! Still got the old eye.
Very impressive, Doctor.
Impressive? I can't believe it! We landed right on top of this!
We do this a lot.
All right, Ethar. Let's find the controls for this thing.
Wait, we'll need a rope.
There should be some in that tall cabinet in the corner, Lady Heterodyne.
Heavens, there is. Dare I ask why there's a coil of rope in your guest room?
People are rarely considerate enough to bring their own.
All right, I'll rope us together. Othar first, then me, then Agatha, then Dr. Bonefish, then Squibs, then Crosp.
You're letting Othar go first?
Of course! I know where the controls are. I know how to operate them. Plus my natural leadership quality...
And if he gets out of line, I can cut him free after I kill him.
That's the level of my keen ability to sense danger! Wait, what did you say?
Let's go.
The controls are on this side! About halfway down!
I see them! That cowling should act as a ledge. We'll aim for that.
Luckily, this is a prototype. There's lots of handholds.
Ah! That's hot!
Yes, our spots are electrified as well!
Terrific.
Well, I didn't think I'd be climbing around on it.
Poor planning, I call it.
Oh, my hand! This giant blade came out.
Oh, well, I did install various booby traps.
What?
Ants!
What?
No. Ants around here. He has a point.
Are we there yet?
Yes! I've just reached the ledge in front of the control panels. All right, everyone, step up carefully here. Here, Squibs, give me your hat.
Very funny.
Ah. Right. Sorry about that.
These switches are huge. It'll take all of us to throw them.
He was telling the truth, too. I only see a switch to shrink things down. All right, Othar, what's your plan?
Simple!
That's not surprising.
Look down there on the side! That's a locking bolt. It's how the machine is aimed at the Fortress of Blue Mice. All we have to do is loosen that bolt, and the machine will tip forward, aiming the beam at the Earth.
And?
Well, isn't it obvious? Since we cannot expand the fortress all ourselves, we shall simply shrink the rest of the Earth to fit.
That's insane!
No, it's science! Science itself is neither sane nor insane. It is what we do with science that determines how we ourselves are judged by the survivors. We stand on the edge of science, encountering forces and concepts that would baffle ordinary people. And we must make split-second decisions, the repercussions of which can echo throughout history.
What in the world was the point of that diatribe?
Well, isn't it obvious? Agatha does understand. You make the best sidekick ever!
Oh, no, actually, I was just talking to distract you while Cross cut your line. You're crazy.
And I believed you when you said you wouldn't kill him.
Who says I killed him? This is Othar we're talking about. He gets dropped out of airships all the time.
Sounds like fun.
Well, perhaps, but I'll bet he doesn't usually drop into the mouth of a giant frog.
Good heavens. Well, he'd have wanted it that way.
You've got to be kidding.
Not really. By he, she means me.
Ah, so Lady Heterodyne, what do we have to do?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't label any of these switches. I guess we could just start turning them on and off.
Ah, very sound. That always works when my death ray is acting up.
All right, let's try this one. Woo! Everybody, grab hold and push on the count of three. One, two, three.
I say, that red light went out.
Security systems are now disarmed.
Ah, that turned all those booby traps off.
At last! Warriors, attack! Ants!
For the queen!
For the hill!
For crying out loud.
Capture the besieged!
Yep, those ants.
Destroy the humans! Avenge the legions that have been stomped under their heels! The colonies that have been destroyed by their shovels! The inferior quality of their picnic fare!
Face my hammers!
Face my claws!
Face my death ray!
Go, team!
Yeah! Fight.
Come on, Squid. You can give me a hand trying to figure out how to reverse this thing.
Very funny.
You know what the problem is?
You mean besides getting my hand cut off?
Yeah, you take things too seriously. You need a hobby.
I have a hobby.
Really?
Yes, I collect right-hand gloves.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
You're not happy.
Say, have you noticed something odd about this machine?
Out of my pants! Out of my pants!
Curses, switch to plan B!
Not about the machine, per se.
Look, it's still turned on.
Then shouldn't we be shrinking?
We'd think, unless the machine had shrunk us as far down as it could go. When you think about it, the atomic pressure must be tremendous. Why, I bet all we have to do is turn this thing off and we'll snap back to our regular size. Come on, this switch looks important.
When you say snap back, how exactly do you mean?
It works!
Amazing!
Yeah! Ants! I'm covered in ants!
Jump in the boat! Well?
I'm covered in ants with little scuba outfits!
I did warn you about the ants!
Ah! Othar, but we saw you eaten by a giant frog!
Luckily, you found a way to reverse the shrinking effect before I was killed! But there are a few dicey moments where I admit I thought I'd have to save myself.
Where's the frog?
I'm wearing it.
Look, my fortress is back.
And a good thing, too, is there's a giant duck coming right for us.
Well, now, wait a minute. How did that happen?
No, run now. Explain later. Come.
Oh, you have attempted to enter the fortress of blue mice. Prepare to be annihilated.
Oh, duck. I've never locked myself out before.
Quack, seconds. 4, 3.
Will Dr. Bonefish find his keys? Will Zetha escape the deadly scuba ants? Will Squibs live long enough to earn the nickname Lefty? Tune in next time for another exciting episode of Agatha Heterodyne, Girl Genius.
Well, friend, that's the end of Minor Heroes. I know it's a bit of a cliffhanger, but tune in next week for a completely unrelated story featuring your favorite characters from the world of Girl Genius. Tonight's play was performed by the Airship Entertainment Galvanic Players, starring Kaya Folio as Agatha Heterodyne, Phil Folio as Cross, the King of All Cats, and Dr. Bonefish, Savannah Goodwin as Squibs, and Zetha, the Lost Princess of the Lost City of Scafander. And this is Cheyenne Wright, who played Othar and your announcer, signing off. For more adventure, romance, and mad science, read the Eisner Award-nominated Girl Genius comic book. New pages are made available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at girlgenius.net. This radio play is released under the Creative Commons, no derivatives license. which means that you can play it at parties. You can even give copies of it to your friends. But you can't sell it, and you can't make your own productions. Girl Genius is a registered trademark of Studio Folio, LLC.
I'm a science genius girl. I'm on the science fair. I wear a white lab coat. DNA strands in my hair. When I clone a human being, it will want to hold my hand. When I clone a human being, it will be a member of my band.
When I clone a human being, it will be